and plays with him the most and holds him in his lap. Every time this cat seems to know, she'll go to the front door of the jealousy in the door, and at the time for the school bus to come in, this cat will go sit at that door and wait for that school bus.
Well,
she knows it's about time for him to come in.
What about if you turn on your lamp and it doesn't come on, you might say, well, it's burnt out, I may have to put in a new
bulb.
Okay. And if you gather eggs, you go gather them and you'd carry a what to put them in?
A basket or a...
Okay. I said I always carry a basket. We had a bunch of chickens. I used to have to gather eggs. What about a small thing like a barrel that nails come in?
A keg.
Okay. And what are the metal bands around the barrel called? Okay. And if you've got a bottle or something and you want to keep fluid from spilling out of it, you might carve a what to put in there?
Cork.
Okay. What about an instrument that a person plays, blows on and plays?
A French harp.
Okay. What about one that he flips?
That's a jew, that's a jew.
That'll pinch your lips, you know. what are some different kinds of hammer that you might find used on a farm?
Oh, we have a claw hammer, and have a sledge hammer. Well, I believe that's
tack hammer?
Yeah,
that's about it.
Tack hammer, shoe hammer, we used to call that same thing.
Yeah.
Give me the tack hammer, shoe hammer one.
What about the long part of a wagon that sticks out in the front?
Tongue.
Okay, and what about on a buggy if you've got...
Chairs.
Okay. What about on a wagon wheel, the steel part of it that goes on the outside?
The rim.
Okay. Is that the cats out there playing? I hear something.
No, it's somebody across the road up there. Children. They pop firecrackers all the time.
Oh. And you got to get used to that near in the 4th of July, I guess.
I guess so.
What about... Of course, you have the hub of a wagon wheel, and then on the outside you have the rim and the spokes. Right under the rim, the wooden part that comes around. Do you remember what that was called? Do you ever hear it called a fella or a fellas or a fellies or anything like that?
No, I don't know about that.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't tell you the name of it, but it's a wood part that the spokes go up into.
Yeah, right.
And that part comes over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. I can't name it.
Okay. If you got two horses and you're going to haul a wagon with them, you'll hitch them to the what on the wagon? Would you call it the single tree or the
double tree?
For two horses.
For two horses.
Okay. And one horse would be a single tree.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about how did people used to get stumps out of the ground before they blast them out? What'd they do? Just put a chain on them and put a mule to them and get them out that way?
We used to get it up by the pieces, take the axe and cut into it, and then use a crowbar, put it in, pry it apart of it all, and pry it on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of snow we do, but it's a show way.
Yeah, right.
And we've cut them that way. We hardly ever hitched in a mule to a stump to get down the way. We just tear that stump up and go in.
What about some different kind of plows that you might remember people using? Where they have a turning plow
Now, we used to have an old Georgia stock. Now, that's the plow stock with the... you put different plows on. You put a straight plow on it, called a scooter.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put that scooter and a sweep on it. A sweep, you know, come out and run around and stuff with. And then we had a twister that had a long plow, and it had its wing to it like this.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't have a turning plow then. We had a twister.